Hey, what's up everyone? God bless you today. I am Coffee with Pastor E, aka Reflections, and I want to release a word in you. Right now, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. And Lord, we ask, oh Father God, that this word that I'm going to pour into your people, that they may impact their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, my topic today, it's a heart thing. It's a heart thing. You know, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 through 10 tells us, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. You know, as I reflect on his word, the apostle tells us to be sober and vigilant. Why? Because if I am going to have victory over my adversary, it means I must be self-disciplined and act rational, not foolish. But he also says, be alert to the spiritual pitfall in my journey, that I may acquire those tools of God so I could take those steps in making sure I don't stumble and fall into. Peter also tells me to resist, which means to abstain or oppose, with maintaining a firm purpose in my unwavering commitment in trusting God, that he will deliver me as well as those that have suffered the same cause. After all, I have suffered or went through, he tells me, it will perfect, establish, and strengthen to settle me, so God can build me a firm foundation, immovable. # be careful of pitfalls. # be sober. # be vigilant. # Pastor E. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, O Lord, that you give us the tools that we need to abstain from falling in those pitfalls, and that we may have a victorious life in your name. Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. God bless you.